Spirit rising, everybody. Greetings and salutations. Love and respect. Yo, people, do you know this morning I woke up and it's like, you know, it's back to school and the children going back to school and it's the second week. And it's like, yo, you know, every week now my children is getting tested. You know, every week now they come with this swab test or, you know, nose test. And these things called daily pass to enter the school. And some schools not letting in the parents. Like, you have to come and wait at the gate and show that you have a, you know what I mean, a daily pass. And you have to get your child tested every week. You know, I don't even think that is right. Like, every week something going up a child's nose, that doesn't sound safe to me at all. Like, every week, to me right now, everyone has accepted the new world order. People like me, we've been on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere. We've been warning all you guys and telling all you guys, hey, these guys have a plan, you know, called the New World Order, where they're going to basically pull off some really evil, sick shit in order to gain more control of people. You know, we told you guys that. We gave you guys the options of what they had after 9/11 false flag, because that, you know, 9/11 wasn't done by Bin Laden and some terrorists who hijacked planes. 9/11 was done by the same people who was behind this Sharona false flag madness. So they did 9/11. And with 9/11, they managed to basically destroy the United States Constitution and basically invade everyone else's country under the guise of chasing terrorists. Terrorism and the war on terror. So they told you, now I'm going to have to read all your emails because of the war on terror. Now I'm going to have to listen to your phone conversations, record the ones that has words that's flagged. Now we're going to have to tap phones. Now we can use shadow warrants. Shadow warrants is where they get a warrant from a judge without your knowledge and basically send in some specialist to search your house. I say specialist because these people know how to search your house and leave without you knowing someone was in your house. You know, 9/11 changed up the way the airports worked. It changed the whole entire world. But it wasn't enough for people to accept vaccines from the government, for the people to accept microchips from the government. Before Corona, the last few years before Sharona started, I don't know if y'all remember, there was this push in America for the government to be able to do mandatory vaccination for adults. And that was before Sharona. And I was like, people don't see what's going on, because they were pushing this. They were trying to do it in court where they can make mandatory vaccinations for adults. They've been planning this and we've been telling all y'all that. But guess what? Now everyone is going to forget because of fear. You're going to see their plan into motion right now, which is this Sharona bullshit. Right? Remember in the beginning they told you was going to be seeing people drop dead in the streets and all these fucking bullshit ass lies to stroke your fear. So what? Because with fear, you're going to give over control. People don't know how to manage fear. That is the problem. Fear is just a warning system. It's not something you're supposed to dwell in and live in that state. Fear highlights danger. Okay, you check it out. It's not danger. No more to fear. Check it out. Don't just say, oh, I'm afraid, and live under the fear. And that's what people have been doing for thousands of years. And these people know it because these are the same families that's been involved in this type of behavior for a long time. It's these same families. Imagine that. 500 years, 1,000 years, same families. Same Catholic Church with the same order, Vatican City. All of these things is intertwined. The city of London, Washington, D.C., all of these things is intertwined. These are the bases. Right now, with this, by the time they're done with this Sharona shit, because they're going to work it like 9/11. That's why you hear them telling you, oh, now there's a Delta variant and next year they're going to tell you that it's a, you know what I mean, a gamma variant. They're just going to keep going through the Greek alphabet until everyone accept microchips in their arm, because that's what the goal is. Microchip in your arm so they can control you, shut you off whenever they feel like it, shut you down. There's people already willing to take microchips. So it's not like you can even sit there and say, oh, you know what, well, if that guy is doing it, I can do it. Don't think like that. Because most people have no critical thinking. They don't think for themselves. They go by what TV tells them. The TV told you you were going to see people fall and drop in the streets, yo. It has not, you have not seen that one time. Gavin Newsom in California, he told us in 1 weekend, 20,000 people going to die. And when he said that, I said, this man should be arrested for such a comment. He should be arrested. Now they're trying to recall him. No, all these politicians, they need to be arrested, man. They're all guilty of crimes against humanity. They're all guilty of human rights abuse. But, you know, most people still won't see it, because apparently to them, politicians are angels sent by God who cares about them. So I will ask all the people, when has their government cared about them? And tell me what country you live in, you know. You can message me, my Instagram is AncestorsI18. You can respond if you live in the perfect country with the perfect government who loves you, who takes care of you, not even takes care of you, who makes you live freely and do what you want and share the wealth of your land that you live on. Tell me which one. I can tell you about two governments that I know about, or three, because I grew up in Jamaica. That's one government. Jamaica government is a puppet government for England, so that's a second government. United States government, because I live here, and also United States government is also puppet for England government. But, you know, most Americans think they're free and independent. So, let's see what government has does. Here in California, every single building that you live in has a sign on it that says building is constructed with material known to cause cancer and birth defects. So the government allowed construction to be taken place with materials that's poisonous to you. Okay, let's move on. That's your shelter. Now your food. Oh, your food is made up of chemicals and GMOs that cause cancer and birth defects. But guess what? Your government allows it to be sold to you. 95% of your grocery store is poison. 95. But the government allows it to be sold to you. Your water. Oh, no. You know what the government decided to do? They decided to purchase a poison called fluoride from corporations and put it in your drinking water. Also, they can cause cancer, birth defects, and attack your pineal gland. Because, see, fluoride calcifies your pineal gland. Your pineal gland is what people call the third eye. It's what connects you to the spiritual realm. It's what allows you to see the real in this dumbass matrix. So the government seeks to calcify your pineal gland so you can't see what's going on, and you won't wake up and you won't do nothing. You're just going to be submissive like a sheep, continually. So that's why they flood the water system with this poisonous fluoride. So let's see, your water is poison, your food is poison, your shelter is poison. What about the air? Oh, the air is poison as well. Chemtrails every other day. What is in these chemtrails? Well, heavy metals, which is not good for us. Mental illness drugs. Drugs for people with mental illness is in there, as well as heavy metals and other things like aluminum and barium. And these things is not good for you in high dose. And these people spray the skies with it. So your food, your water, your air, and your shelter is being poisoned by this government that you said they care about you. Okay, let's rewind further. Back in the day, the Tuskegee experiment, the government came and told black people they was going to give them a shot, I guess, or a vaccine or whatever. And now what? They gave them syphilis. Okay, let's go back again. The city of St. Louis, the government installed these machines that sprayed these chemicals and this dust on the city to test its reaction on the people. I mean, when do government care about people? Is it when it tells you that you don't own your land and you have to pay land tax? Is it when it tells you you don't own yourself because you can't do what you want with your body or with yourself? Is it when it tells you that you don't own your children because they come and take your children from you at will? When do the government say, hey, we care about you and you are a free human being? You are a free spirit created by the divine almighty. When? No time. The government seeks to enslave you. The government is a puppet for other people. The governments of the world are puppets for Vatican City, the City of London. Washington, D.C. is their point man. You know, they go and attack. So basically right now, it's the Sharona, which is bringing in the New World Order. Because by the time they're done, a lot of people will be dead. A lot of people will distrust each other. There'll be a lot of infighting. And they're going to fucking push that chip. You know, talking about vaccine passport and vaccine pass, and if you're not vaccinated, you won't be able to do this and you won't be able to do that. Where do you think all that is leading? Congress is already working on it. They're trying to get the chip where, hey, once you catch a fever, the chip will notify the government that you have a fever of 104. The government will be notified of being full control of your body because you now will become a machine with a microchip inside of your body. And all of this, people, letting happen because of fear, because you fear death. You fear death. You fear the one thing that is guaranteed in your life. The one thing that's guaranteed in your life. The one friend you know, and you is trying to run away from that friend and put your life in all kind of bullshit because you fear that. From the moment you were born knowing one fucking thing. One thing, and that is you are guaranteed and are going to exit this physical form. They call it death. There is no death because the spirit cannot die. The spirit is energy and there is no destroying energy, so you can never really die. You can only exit this physical vehicle and this dimension, this form, this place. And this is what people is afraid of. You can slip in your shower and hit your head and die, but you are so scared of corona. You scared of corona and sit in your house and buy freaking 6 gallon of soda and chicken and lard and butter and GMO and cheese and eggs. And you think, ooh, we're going to sit in the house and hide from Sharona and be safe while you're poisoning yourself with the food. So now your immune system will be more compromised because you're taking in all the poison. You're not taking in sunlight, which is the most important thing you need. Second most, the most important is oxygen, which they tell you to wear a mask, which makes no sense. The mask doesn't stop transmission. The mask doesn't stop you from getting it. The mask does nothing except show your obedience to the government's bullshit. All because of the fear of death. You're going to die when you're going to die. Ain't nothing you can do about it. I just told you simple ways you can die in your house. You can get out of your bed and fall down and die. Hit your head on the fucking table right there. Why? Why do you fear death so much? This is the same reason why they use religion to control you. The fear of death. You fear the one thing that's guaranteed, yo. That shows that on a mental level, a lot of people is weak. You fear death. You're not guaranteed to get rich. You're not guaranteed to be poor. You're not guaranteed to have a wife. You're not guaranteed to have a child. You're not guaranteed to have a house. You're not guaranteed to have a car. You're not guaranteed nothing. Only one thing you know. know for sure. Even in this world, you don't even know if the world, where it is, how it looks, who's exiting, who's coming in. We don't know nothing, but you know one thing for sure is that you're going to exit your vehicle. And this is the one thing you fear so much that allows the governments of the world and the religion of the world to control and manipulate you. Because of the fear of death. Stop fearing that, man. You cannot stop it. Ain't nothing you gonna do. It was designed that way for you to come here, get the experience, and move on. These people aim to get our consciousness stuck here. That's why they give you all these low vibrational news, all these low vibrational attacks. Like, Corona has not killed as many people as world hunger has worldwide. But yet, nobody was complaining. None of y'all was up in arms about, hey, let's do something about world hunger. There's children starving and can't get clean water. No. But now, oh, Sharona is so scary. Sharona, the flu been killing people more than Sharona. Like, what are you talking about? Cancer, the biggest killer on the freaking planet. And y'all talking about Sharona while you feeding your body cancer constantly, every day. But hey, let me just go run, go take this vaccine, this experimental vaccine. That you don't know what the reaction will be on the long term. And just to show you how your government cares about you, they have indemnified the vaccine companies. So if you get sick from vaccine, you cannot sue. If you die, your family cannot sue. Why do you think they would do that? Because they know some of y'all about to get fucked up and some of y'all about to die. It's designed that way. We've told you these, hey, they're gonna pull off a stunt for the New World Order. The New World Order seeks to depopulate the earth of, what, 5 billion people? And aim to rule the rest using microchips, transhumanism, dictatorship, full control of thought, mind, body. We've told you guys this and y'all laughed and said, oh, no stupid conspiracy theories. Those people are just conspiracy. Who you think came up with the term conspiracy theorists? The Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, came up with that so that they could use it as a way to clown out people telling the truth and people seeking the truth. They found a way to get in the mind of the sheep. Give the sheep a term to laugh at and think that, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. That's not real. Look, it's happening right in front of your face right now. In Australia, they're taking the people and children and vaccinating them. They took 24,000 children to a stadium, no parents allowed, only police and guard, and they vaccinated the children. Immediately, as they started, two children died on the spot. What you gonna tell me if those are my children? Oh, people in England, right around the world, in Jamaica, this piece of crap named Andrew Olness tell the Jamaican people now they're going to have to lock down 3 days out of the week. 3 days out of the week. Okay, so the virus is all right. 4 days outside, but 3 days you don't need to be inside. These people are all puppets doing the same thing for the same group. All I'm trying to tell y'all is, hey, wake the fuck up. Wake the fuck up. Like, a lot of times I told myself I wasn't going to tell people don't take the vaccine and all this thing. But another part of me is like, go ahead and take it. Because honestly, it seems like the sheeple is going to cause a civil war. They're listening to the same people and they're like, oh, the people who don't want to take vaccine is this and that and they're causing this. No, you took a dangerous experimental vaccine. You took something that affects DNA. I will never do that. I run from anything that affects DNA. DNA is your building blocks. It is the design for your structure. It is the orders for your structure. Your DNA is what makes you have your height. Our genetics is what controls everything. And all our genetics is programmed. That's why you grow to a certain height and stop, because that's what your genes is programmed at. So now they're going to put something in your body that you don't know. It could manipulate your genes. You could literally grow a hand in your forehead and you don't know. You could get an ass on your jaw. This is your genetics. And you putting something in that's designed by these evil people at Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson, who've been sued because their baby powder was giving women cancer and fibroids and messing up all these young girls. That same Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, who've been sued so many times and has paid out so many lawsuits because they shit fuck people up. Moderna, same suit. So you're perfectly healthy and you rather go take something that's going to make you sick in hopes that you don't get sick. People, this is because of fluoride in water, honestly. You cannot see. Your third eye is so calcified, like shit that's supposed to make sense to you like that. It's not. They literally bringing in their plans. If you're not going to take this microchip that they're coming toward, you won't be able to function in the society. Check how crazy it is. 2019, December, I did a podcast about Bill Gates, because Bill Gates has a chip that he wanted everyone to take, and this chip would have everyone's medical record on it and your vital history and stuff about you on it. So I did a podcast about it to tell people that, look, if they have this, they're going to pull something in order to force you to get it. I want you to hear when I said I did the podcast. You can go through my podcast list. It's December 4th, I believe. It's in December 2019 I did the podcast. I said they're going to pull something. And 2020 comes and guess what? They pulled it. And everyone is falling for it. And I'm sitting here looking like, wow. I really thought people was more intelligent, like more self-aware. Like, I don't know, man. That first day when they was like, oh, they want everyone. When I saw how empty the streets were, I'm like, people are unbelievable. Unbelievable. You had not seen one person fall down. You had not seen any epidemic sign nowhere. And you took y'all asses in the houses and started warring for toilet paper and hoarding water. Because I guess people was planning to do a whole bunch of shitting during the damn pandemic. That was a test the government used on y'all to see how y'all reacted. Hey, we're just going to throw toilet paper out here and told them that, guess what, there's a toilet paper shortage and that you really need toilet paper. And let's watch how they react. So guess what? When they pulled that same stunt now, with food and water, it's gonna be hell. Because guess what? Right now, they got us by the balls. We eat from the grocery store that gets his food from a food truck. So the minute that truck doesn't come, it's anarchy. So what they aim to do is take full control of food and everything. And if you don't have a chip, you can't get food. You can't get drink. You can't live nowhere. We've told you they were going to do this from a long time ago. They're using the Corona false flag madness to do it. Protect yourself, man. Protect your children. Like me doing this, honestly, I'm not talking to millions of people anymore. I'm not talking to millions. I'm talking to 144,000. At first, I didn't believe in that number, but now I tend to see that it might be real, because it seems it's only 144,000 people out of 6.5 billion people that actually can see what's going on. That shit is crazy, right? Look at all these people running around talking about crate challenge. When did mankind get so stupid? Like, I don't understand it. Like, the shit, I ain't gonna say I don't understand. I overstand it. But it's just amazing to me, man. The God beings is now freaking sheep. Because we're all God, you know. We're all extensions of God in this existence, this experience. You are the God you're praying to. And now you're living like a low experienced creature. The experience you're having inside this human vehicle is supposed to be a higher experience than what you're experiencing. It's a bunch of people who they work with low vibrational beings, because God created low vibrational beings just as though God created high vibrational beings. So there is beings who survive on low vibration. Hence, the world is always in war and all these fear tactics, war, anger, hate. These are low vibrational frequencies. There's beings that feed off those frequencies. So that's why they keep the planet in that state. So we now, with the balance, we have to balance back the world. This world right here that we live in, it is not a world that was designed to be purely positive. It was not a world designed to be purely negative. It is a world that's designed with balance of positive and negative. These people have tilted the balance. Let me explain the balance to you. If you watch nature, one animal has to kill another animal to survive. Both animals is God. The one that's dying, the one that's eating. God created both of them from God's self. Do you understand? No, understand is not a good word. Do you overstand? This is what we have to do. We have to balance back the world. You can never ever get rid of negativity. It's part of the experience of the Almighty. But you must maintain balance. Anyway, just they want to run out them few thoughts there on your people. We have to unite. So this is what I must say to the people them who really want to like save themselves and their family and don't really want to play the Matrix game and the New World Order game. The best thing I can say is that we have to unite. We have to buy land. We have to get some water and self-sufficiency. It's funny how people talk shit about Marcus Garvey, but yet Marcus Garvey's words is now coming back to everyone, not just black people. Marcus told up black people, self-reliance. So everyone in the world, you better take Marcus Garvey's teaching. Self-reliance. Get your land, grow your food, get some solar panel, get some water treatment things, process your own water. We have to take away our bodies from these cities. If you watch any of their future movies, you see their dreams for the cities of the future. Smart cities, all these grids. I don't intend to live like that. I was created by God for experience of freedom and learning and exploring and growing my knowledge and my wisdom and my consciousness, not to be a robotic slave. So the best thing for us to do, take away our bodies, self-reliance. Peace and love, everybody. Ashe.